Andy Murray is still in the ATP Tennis Championships, even though he got beat yesterday by Rafa Nadal.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't the defeat that got everyone talking.
I had some hair in my eye, and I just wanted to get rid of it. And that literally took 2 seconds, and that was it.
That was it.
Andy Scissorhands.
That's what they call me. I'm going to open my own hairdresser. I can be a cut above the rest.
I love Andy Murray. Only Andy Murray would take a pair of scissors out of his bag and start snipping away halfway through a game.
It's the fact I carry scissors that really impresses the ladies.
I'm just surprised he's allowed in with scissors.
I've got nail clippers. I've got things for your cuticles if you want. I've got all-day cream, all-night cream.
It's a good thing you didn't start like waving them threateningly at Nadal.
If you want a perm, that takes a little bit longer. But I can do it. So, yeah, Andy cut his own hair during the match.
Because he's got that Hotel Crumlix. Maybe he could just, you know, open
the salon
as part of it. Yeah, why not?
I think it's impressive with all that's going on and facing Nadal and there's thousands of people watching that he's still got the presence of mind. I gave it a nice, even cut.
How did it look? Was it okay?
It was fine. I mean, it was a little bit peaky. I had to fix it later on.
Well, did Judy have to fix it later was what I was going to ask.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, she gives me a bit.
Did he do that thing where they put tinfoil in the hair?
He said he couldn't see that it was in his eyes.
He was good with highlights.
You think so?
Oh, yes.
He'll get that for the Davis Cup next week.
Brilliant.
He's still a legend, isn't he?
I love him.
Gonna get my hair cut like a tennis ball.
Aww.